I'm sure all of you have heard of the recent shooting in Las Vegas exactly 1 week ago.
我想大家都听到了，最近在拉斯维加斯一周以前发生的大规模枪杀惨案。
That's the highest shooting death in the history of America.
是美国历史上一次性死亡最多的一次枪杀惨案。
I think so far about 59 people dead and hundreds wounded.
到目前为止，已经证明有59人死亡，而且有数百人受伤。
And even at this moment, the authority cannot find a motive for the killing.
但是迄今为止，官方还不能确定凶手的动机是什么。
It just seems like a senseless murder.
只是大家感觉到是一个毫无道理的谋杀。
And many people, because of this instance, raise questions and comments.
很多人因为这次枪杀案产生了很多的问题和困惑。
People express fear about raising children in this present generation.
人们产生了一种恐惧，就是说在现在这样一个世代中间，怎么样来抚养我们的下一代。
And some people ask about what is the human history is going to end.
有些人甚至说，是不是人类的历史就要从此终结了
？Are we just go heading up to the total destruction？
我们是不是要面临彻底的毁灭
？Among all these questions about the history, about the civilization, about the destiny of human beings，
在这些有关历史、有关人类历史和人类前途命运的这些问题中
，The Bible has given us very clear answer。
我们说圣经已经给了我们非常清楚的答案。
The Bible has revealed that God has a plan for the whole world.
圣经启示给我们，神对整个世界有他的计划。
God has his purpose in this world. Things that happen in this world have a purpose.
神在这个世界中有他自己的计划，所有的事情的发生也都是围绕着这样一个计划。
And the Bible talk about God have a definite date.For the consummation of the world.
圣经告诉我们，神有他的日期，确定这个世界是不是要毁灭。
When God created the world and human beings,
当神创造了世界和人类的时候，
God had a plan to have human beings enjoy God and God enjoy them, one another.
当初神的意愿是让人们能够享受这个美好的世界。
And that place of harmony is called the Garden of Eden.
这个和谐的世界在伊甸园中间清楚地描绘了出来。
But since Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin has been brought into this world.
但是当亚当夏娃违背神的旨意，罪就在这个世界。
Causing all sorts of trouble, problem between human beings.
那么这个罪使得人类之间产生了很多的问题。
And causing all sorts of trouble between human beings and God.
是人和神中间产生了很多的隔阂。
And then the Bible reveals that human history is the history of God's salvation plan in action.
那么圣经也就告诉我们，人类的历史也就是神要来拯救人类的历史。
The Bible talks about God sets His salvation plan in motion to save this world.
那么圣经也就是告诉我们，神在一开始就当他的救赎计划放在了人类历史中间。
One day, the Garden of Eden will be restored into a new heaven and earth.
总有一天，伊甸园会在新天新地之中被恢复过来。
And that's the plan of God's plan in this world.
那么这也就是神对这个世界的计划。
Earlier we read from Psalms 100 verse 1 says, Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
刚才我们读到诗篇第100篇第一节，他说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当向他歌唱。
Notice it says,Shout to the Lord, all the earth.
我们要注意到这里说，普天下都要向耶和华欢呼。
The psalmist call upon all the earth, not just Chinese, not just Jewish people, but he says all the earth, let's shout for joy to God.
诗篇的作者说，普天下不单单是说中国人或者犹太人或者某一个族裔。
God's ultimate purpose for the world is to reconcile His people to Him.
神最终的目的是要让他的子民归向他。
So that His people can praise Him, enjoy Him, and have fellowship with Him.
以至于他的子民能够跟他同行，能够敬拜他。
When will this day happen?
那么这一天什么时候会来到呢？
And Matthew 24:14 have a very clear indication.
那么在马太福音第二十四章第十四节清楚地说道。
And it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
经文说，这天国的福音要传遍天下。对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
The Bible says there will be an end date for all human history.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，人类的历史在某一天一定要终结。
Human history will not be in a like endless cycles.
人类的历史不会永远地循环重复下去。
God has set a definite date for the end of history, the consummation of human history.
神对人类历史的终结设定了清楚的日期。
But when the Almighty God set a plan, He's always have His plan involve His people, human being.
当神设定这样一个目标的时候，这个目标总要涉及到神的子民。
Throughout the Bible, it has been always consistent. The way of God is God involve people in His plan.
那么圣经告诉我们，人类的历史也就是神的历史，这个历史告诉我们，神总是让他的子民在这个历史之中。
In the early chapters of Genesis, God chose a person, Abraham.
在创世纪开始的时候，我们看到神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
He called Abraham to leave his home country and go to a promised land.
他让亚伯拉罕离开他所生的地方，到应许之地。
This is the beginning plan of God's salvation.
那么这也就是神救赎计划的开始。
He chose a man, Abraham, and says, "Go to this promised land."
他拣选了亚伯拉罕，告诉他去到应许之地。
And my plan is that all the people on earth will be blessed through you.
因为世界全地的人都要因你得福。
And then later on, God raised up another person, Moses.
那么以后神又拣选了摩西。
God did not send angels, but Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
神并没有派天使，而是派摩西将他的民领出埃及。
God entrusted Moses to lead his people to form a country, Israel, so thatIsrael will become a kingdom of priests to the rest of the world.
神通过摩西将他的民领出埃及，建立了以色列国，使得以色列国可以成为全人类的祭司。
After the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, God has chosen an apostle called Paul to preach the gospel among the Gentiles, non-Jews.
当我主耶稣基督死在十字架上之后，神又拣选了使徒保罗来传扬他的福音。
Throughout the Bible, God always acts and through his people.
我们看到在整个圣经中，神总是在他的民中行各种各样的奇事。
God would not use any other means but his people.
神不会用其他的方法，他只会用他的子民。
When Jesus was faced with the challenge that, hey, there are 5,000 people that are hungry, let's feed them.
当有人挑战耶稣的时候说，你看，这有5,000人，你怎么样喂饱他们呢？
God did not just say, okay, I'll raise their blood sugar 50% so they will not feel hunger anymore.
神没有说我让他们的血糖都升高，所以他们不会再感觉到饥饿了。
God wait for a little boy to offer 5 loaves and 2 fish, and use this to feed the 5,000.
而是神等待那个小孩子献上五饼二鱼，用这五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人。
When God has the date and plan for the end of history.
当神对整个人类的历史设定了末期的时候，
God said in Matthew 24 verse 14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
圣经清楚地说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会来到。
The end time, the end of history will tie into theGospel will be preached to all people.
末期的到来是随着福音传遍世界。
God is tying His plan of the end of history condition on the condition that the gospel will be preached to the entire world.
那么末期将要来到的条件就是天国的福音要传遍世界。
And this is the reason and the purpose why you and I still exist today.
这就是为什么我们现在还存活在这个世界上。
And this is the reason why the world still exists today.
这就是这个世界为什么还存在。
The meaning of history often puzzles many people.
人类历史的意义到底是什么？这个是经常困惑人们的一个问题。
In the past, people think that human history, our quest of civilization, will be just going up and up and up.
原来人们以为我们对文明的追求是会一步一步的往上升。
As we have better healthcare, we have more education, we have more technology, people will live better and better.More harmony, more peaceful, and then we'll go to a state of utopia.
也就是说，随着我们的医疗，随着我们科技的发展，人们会变得越来的越好，知识会越来越多，进入一个新的乌托邦。
But in reality, you and I have known that this is totally different.
但是现实告诉我们，事实是完全相反的。
As we have more technology, we just have more means of killing people.
当我们的科技越发达，我们杀人的技术，我们杀人的方法也就变得越多。
More violence, more destruct power of destruction.
我们就会产生更多的暴力，更多的暴力的力量。
So some people start telling, "What's the point? What's the meaning of human civilization on Earth?"
有人就会问，那么人类文明的意义到底是什么？
Why are all these things happen? Kingdoms rise and fall.
为什么会有王朝的更迭
？But according to the Bible, the ultimate purpose of history.
但是圣经告诉我们，历史最终的目的
is God in action to save His world.
是神在采取行动来拯救这个世界。
The Bible revealed history from His salvation point of view.
圣经揭示给我们的历史是从神救赎的角度来看的历史。
In the Old Testament, it mentioned about the Egyptian kingdom. It mentioned about the Assyrian kingdom, the Babylonian kingdom, the Persian kingdom.
在旧约里头，他们提到埃及王朝，提到亚述王朝，提到巴比伦王朝，提到波斯王朝。
All these kingdoms are mentioned in the Bible because of their relationship with the nation Israel.
所以这些王朝之所以在圣经的旧约中出现，因为他们跟以色列国有着直接的关系。
The Old Testament talk about these nations in their interaction with Israel, and that is what God is revealing to us.
圣经将这些国家记入历史的原因是因为他们跟以色列有关系，也就是跟神的作为有关系。
God used this nation to test Israel. He says, Do you trust me? Do you have faith in me?
神用这些王朝来试炼以色列人，问他们，你们会不会相信我？
Do you trust me as your God? And rather than asking God for help, sometimes Israel go to Egypt for help. Sometimes they ask Babylon for help.
神要让以色列人清楚他们是要从耶和华得帮助，还是从这些王朝得帮助。
And God said, if you don't trust me, I'm going to scatter you around in this world. And then you'll be ruled by foreigners.
神清楚地告诉以色列人，你们如果不信任我，我要将你们打散到世界各地，让各地的王朝去统治你们。
The Bible, the Old Testament, is talking about history from the point of view of the salvation.
那么旧约当他谈论历史的时候，他是从神救赎世界的角度来谈的。
In the New Testament,
在新约里，
after Jesus has accomplished his work of salvation on the cross,
当耶稣基督在十字架上成就了这个救赎计划之后，
Jesus' death and resurrection overcome sin and overcome death.
神耶稣的死和耶稣的复活战胜了死亡。
God has moved the major player of history from Israel to the church.
那么神将整个历史的重心从以色列移到了我们的教会。
History is going to be involved in God's eyes is by the church as how the church is carrying on the movement of the gospel.
那么神的计划就是让我们的教会来继承神的救赎的计划。
The end time depends on the movement of the gospel.
那么末世也就是取决于我们传福音的结果。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to the all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音将会传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会到。
So in essence or in summary,
一句话，
the history of the world for the past 2,000 years since the death of Jesus Christ,
人类的历史自从2000年以前耶稣死后，
is the history of the gospel movement.
人类的历史也就是福音广传的历史。
From the Bible point of view of history,
从圣经的历史角度来看，
Human history is a history of the movement of the gospel.
那么人类的历史也就是福音广传的历史。
I can imagine in one day in heavens when we reach to God's library.
我可以想象有一天我们在天堂里进入神的图书馆的时候，
We'll see God's files of plans, you know.
我们可以看到神各种计划的卷宗。
This is from this room. God is finalizing His plan. He's preparing the plan for the world.
我们可以看到神具体对这个世界的计划。
You would expect that you would see the history of the Egyptian kingdom.
我们可以看到埃及王国的。
You would expect. We would expect.
我们期望能够看到关于埃及王国的卷宗。
Maybe history, a book called The History of the West.
我们可以看到有关西方的历史。
But maybe we expect to see a book that is called The Glory of the British Empire.
我们可以看到荣耀的大英帝国。
Or maybe a history book of China.
也可以看到中华民族的历史。
But all these books you probably will not see.
但是你们可能看不到这些的书。
In God's headquarter, the planning center, there probably will be just one book.
在神的总部里也可能只有一本书。
It's called The Preparation and the Extension of the Gospel around the world.
这本书的名字也就是预备和广传福音。
God set up human history, even though nowadays everything things happen this and that in Europe, in that, in North America, in everywhere.
虽然现在世界上的各种事情是发生在不同的地方。
Maybe sometimes you said there's no meaning of all these things that happens in the world.
有时候我们很难看出这些事件中之间究竟有什么关联。
But ultimately, Bible gives us a broad picture, and it's all this is happening because God is advancing His gospel.
但是圣经让我们看到，所有这些事情它都有一个原因，就是神在推广他的福音。
And God entrusted the church to preach this gospel, and then the end will come.
神将传福音的使命交给教会，然后末期才会到
来。Think about this. God entrusted His end plan to all of us.
我们可以想象，神将末期的计划交给了我们教会中的每一个人。
The gospel of the kingdom will be preached around the world.
这个福音将会被传到世界的
每一个角落。And then the end will come.
然后末期才会到来。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we see that the end plan, the end game is here now.
我们现在看到这个末期的计划就要来了。
We can see this that we are approaching to be the end of this task now.
我们看到我们渐渐的离这个末期近了。
Even though I cannot predict exactly a year, but I can see that we are at the final stage.
虽然我们不知道具体是哪一天，但是我们清楚地感觉到，
我
们就是在这个末期的时代了。
We have done in the past century and a half in worldwide evangelism much more than the 19th century effort all combined.
我们在过去150年中所做的福音的工作超过了在这之前所有福音工作的总和。
The previous 1900 years all the efforts combined would not be able to match the last what we did in worldwide evangelism for the past 100 years.
1900多年的福音传播的历史和我们在过去150年中间所做的工作是不能相比的。
Just take a look at the history of the gospel movement in China.
我们看一看福音在中国传播的历史。
In 1807, which is just about 200 years ago,
当1807年的时候，也就是200年前，
Robert Morrison was the first one to bring the gospel to China.
Robert Morrison 是第一个将福音带到中国的。
At that time, he got no permission from the Chinese government to preach the gospel.
当时中国政府没有给他许可去传扬福音。
He tried to learn Chinese among the in China.
他自己学习了中文。
There was a law specifically prohibit Chinese to teach foreigners Chinese.
在那个时候中国政府严禁国人向洋人教授中文。
Robert Morrison have a famous prayer. He says he prayed to God, God, please soften these rocks. China is like as hard as rock.
当时 Morrison 有一个祷告，他求神让这个顽石变得软下来。
Eventually, Robert Morrison lead 1, 2, 3 people to Christ.
最终 Morrison 带了一个人、两个人、三个人来信主。
He eventually learned a bit of Chinese.And translate the Bible into Chinese.
他最后终于学会了中文，将圣经翻译成中文。
But in his lifetime, he probably the Christians that he led is probably not even is less than a handful.
当时他，但是他领到信主的人，也就是屈指可数的。
Yet think about the past 200 years. What is the how many the effect of the Chinese gospel in China, how did it prosper?
但是我们在过去两百年中间，我们看到神的福音在中国是如何的兴旺。
How many fold the gospel has reached China?
那么神的福音在中国是通过几百倍的速度来成长。
And with the modern technology,
随着现代科技的发展
，human history now we have printing.
我们有印刷术。
automobiles, airplane.
我们有汽车，我们有飞机。
And most radio.
我们有无线电。
And recently we have internet.
我们有internet.
All these are good for us to enjoy.
这些都是很好的东西。
But in God's hand, these are effective tools that we can, in this time, just imagine the effect it can be used to proclaim the gospel.
但是这些都是神手中的器皿，用来传扬福音。
All these we are enjoying now are just side effects of the gospel movement.
我们所享受的这一切，不过是神福音传播的副产品。
I believe God.Give wisdom to human beings to able to invent all these is so that the gospel can be proclaimed effectively.
我相信神给人们智慧，能够创造出这些科技产品，是为了更好的让福音得以广传。
At this moment, there's no part of the world that is inaccessible by the gospel.
在现在的这个时代，世界上已经没有任何一个地方是福音是不能进去的。
We are close to the end of history.
从这一点说，我们也就接近了历史的终结。
The end of history could be very possible within our lifetime.
历史的终结也就是也可能就是我们有生之年所可以看到的。
If Christians can rise up and be serious about the Great Commission.
如果基督徒能够起来认真地承担起大使命。
When Christians obey God's command, it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
当基督徒遵守神的诫命，去让万民都能够得到福音的时候。
I do not see any reason why this gospel would not reach to the end of the world.
我没有理由不相信这个福音能够传到世界的每一个角落。
If every Christian rise up and obey God's command, it says, "Go and." Make disciples of all nations.
如果每一个基督徒都按照神的吩咐去传福音的话，
no reasons why the gospel that would not be preached to the end of the world.
那么，福音就一定能够传到世界天下的每一个角落。
Yet some Christians are reluctant to move.
但是有一些基督徒好像比较犹豫。
Maybe they said that there are still too many closed doors in this world.
他们可能认为世界上还有很多地方是大门紧闭的。
How can the gospel can reach behind through these closed doors?
那么我们怎么样才能够打破这样的隔阂呢？
Do you agree that there are too many closed doors, many closed countries in this world?
你们是不是也相信有很多世界上很多的国家都是与福音隔绝的？
Yes, there are many countries in this world that is closed to the gospel.
是的，世界上很多国家是拒绝福音的。
But let us don't forget three things.
但是让我们记住三件事情。
Number one,
第一，
God is able to open the door overnight.
神如果愿意他可以一夜之间打开一个国家的国门。
Just look at 30 years ago, we look at USSR.
我们可以想一下30年以前当时的苏维埃共同体。
It was dismantled overnight, practically.
整个苏联是一夜之间变瓦解了。
I still remember reading magazines about the Berlin Wall.
我还清晰地记得当时看关于柏林墙的报道。
Yet overnight, the whole Berlin Wall was dismantled, broken up, broken down.
一夜之间，柏林墙也被拆除了。
God can work open any door.
神可以打开任何一个国家的门。
And second,
第二
，God can work even behind closed door.
即使大门打不开，神也会在里面做工。
There are closed doors, but God is able to work behind closed doors.
虽然国门紧闭，但是神可以在里面做工。
We hear many, many testimonies about people behind closed country that they see visions, they see dreams, and they become Christians.
我们听到了很多的见证，都是讲在这些抵挡基督教的国家，这些人怎么样接受福音，传扬福音。
This coming Wednesday, we have invited an organization called Open Doors to introduce to us their work.
这个星期三我们将邀请一个机构，这个机构的名字就叫打开大门。
Open Door Ministry, they would come in our church prayer meeting and talk about their work.
这个机构会到我们的教会来分享他们的事工。
Their main ministry focus is basically to preach the gospel behind closed door.
他们事工的重点就是到那些拒绝基督教的国家，在里面去传播福音。
In countries where proclaiming the Christianity is unlawful, is against the law and be persecuted.
就是在那些法律上禁止基督教的国家。
Yet God is using ministry like Open Doors, continue the gospel.
但是神就是用这样的机构来传播他的福音。
Third,
第三点，
our concern today, your concern right now, should not be about the closed door.
我们要关心的不是说这个国门是不是关着还是开着。
Our concern today should be about the door that is open, but we are not willing to enter.
我们应该关心的是，当这个大门打开了以后，我们有没有心智要进去？
It's not closed door is just an excuse.
国门紧闭只是我们的一个借口。
Open doors is already, God has already opened the door, the world to us.
神实际上现在已经让世界敞开给我们。
For us living in Toronto, practically the whole world is at our doorstep.
我们住在多伦多，整个世界就在我们的门口。
We have peoples from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from Iran, from Pakistan, from India, practically living next door to you.
我们有世界各地来的人，实际上他就是我们的邻舍。
And they are learning English so that we can communicate with them.
他们也在学英语，这样的话我们可以互相的交流。
God is already bring the whole world to us at our doorstep.
神已经将整个的世界带到了我们的门口。
And God recently opened another doors, and it's the door of the overseas students.
我们看到神最近给我们教会也开了一起门，这就是我们的国际学生。
Recently we see that there are 500, we heard that there's 500 overseas students from China studying in Sheridan College.
我们最近知道在 Sheridan College 里头有多到500多的中国学生在学习。
Reverend Wu is leading the ministry to reach out to these overseas students in Sheridan College.
吴牧师和他的团队已经进入到Sheridan College 里头来接触这些学生。
They have a very limited number of windows, maybe 2 years, 3 years, that we hope to reach out to them and share about the gospel to them.
我们的时间并不多，我们也可能只有2年到3年的这样一个时间来接触他们，向他们传福音。
At your workplace, at your school.
在你上班的地方，在你学习的地方。
You can invite one or two persons to church.
你可以带一两个人来教会。
Survey after survey says number one reason why people go to church for the first time is because someone invited them.
很多的调查表明，人们来教会的最初的原因就是有人带他们来教会。
Over 60% of people survey says the reason why I come to church is my friend asked me to.
60%以上的人都会说，我第一次来教会是因为我的朋友邀请我来教会。
Why?Have you asked a friend in the past years, any one of your friends, to come to church?
在过去的几年中间，你为什么不能带你的朋友来教会呢？
Invitation, the effectiveness is much higher than the internet advertisement or cold calls.
这样个人的邀请比我们在internet 上打广告 和其他的一些宣传方式要有效的多。
The gospel will be preached to the whole world if Christians one by one just invite one person.
福音会很快会传遍世界，如果我们的基督徒每一个人都试图去带一两个人来信主的话。
And then we can pray.
然后我们可以祷告。
As we pray, we learn more about the unevangelized world and about the situation.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就看到在世界上福音没有传到的地方还有多少。
Our church supports a lot of missionaries and missionary organizations.
我们的教会也支持很多的传教士和宣教机构。
You can learn about their prayer requests, learn about their situation.
你可以了解一下他们祷告的项目和他们目前的
情况。Pray for our missionaries.
为我们的宣教士祷告。
Pray for your friends and your relatives.
为你的家人和朋友祷告。
And pray that God will use you to fulfill your prayer.
向神祷告，让神成就你的祷告。
And finally,
最后。
You can do this one thing. It is most easiest, and you have no excuse not to do it.
还有一个非常简单的，我们都没有理由不去做的事情。
And it is to give generously to mission.
也就是慷慨的在金钱上支持传教。
Dear brothers and sisters, giving money is the easiest things you can do. You know that?
弟兄姊妹，捐奉献是你最容易做到的。
Give money for mission is the easiest way you participate in God's plan.
为宣教工作奉献是我们最容易做到的事情。
And when you give, don't give pocket change. Give sacrificially.
当你奉献的时候，要情愿的去奉献。
If you give an amount that you doesn't touch your heart, don't give.
如果你不是真正的有负担的话，你不要去奉献。
Give an amount that you feel pinch, your heart kind of bleed a bit.
奉献的数目要能使得你有的心能够有所感动。
I pray that Matthew 24:14 will burn in our hearts.
我向神祷告，马太福音二十四章第十四节能够燃烧我们每一个人的心。
God says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
神说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，为万民做见证，然后末期才会来到。
There is no clearer statement in the Bible that talk about the second coming of God, of Jesus.
虽然圣经里头没有明确的日期说耶稣什么时候会再来。
But this is the clearest statement. It says Jesus will come when the gospel will be preached to the world.
但是这些经文清楚地说到，如果福音广传之后，耶稣就会再来。
This statement does not say that the whole world will be Christianized.
这段经文并不是说整个世界都会被基督化。
Does not say it means the whole world population will be Christians. What I mean?
并不是说全天普天下都会变成基督徒。
But he says the gospel will be preached to the entire world.
但是他说，福音将会传遍天下。
We have a realistic view of this world. We are not called, Jesus did not call us to be the savior of the world. Jesus did not call us to be the savior of the world.
耶稣并不是称我们是世界的救主。
We are not coming here, Jesus did not say that, go save the world.
耶稣并不是告诉我们说去拯救世界吧。
Jesus asked us to preach the gospel of this message to the world.
耶稣让我们去将这个福音的信息传给普天下。
It is not ultimately our responsibility to make people to become Christian.
It is or it is not. What is it? Sorry.
Well, it is our responsibility to preach the gospel, but it is not our workings that they become Christians.
我们的任务是传福音，但是至于很多多少人能够接受福音，那是。
In this world, there will be lots of problems. Jesus said that.
在这个世界上会有很多的问题，耶稣也是这样说的。
There will be nation against nation.
国会攻打国。
There will be kingdom against kingdom.
这个王朝会攻打王朝。
Christians will be persecuted.
基督徒会受到迫害。
Jesus already knew all this is happening today.
耶稣已经知道这些事情是会这样发生的。
There will be continue to be massacre.
屠杀的事情会继续的有。
People go to concert, go to restaurant, you maybe get killed.
人们去参加音乐会，去吃饭，这个时候他们都有可能被枪杀掉。
Jesus already forewarned us.
耶稣很早就提醒过我们。
But in spite of this, Jesus said, "This is the close to the end of time. Then go and preach the gospel, and then second coming of Jesus will come."
即使这样，耶稣告诉我们要去传福音，之后耶稣才会再来。
For this reason, our Lord Jesus teaches to pray.
也因为这个原因，耶稣教导我们如何的去祷告。
Your kingdom come.Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣说，让我们说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
How many of you pray this Lord's Prayer with the entire of your heart? Lord, may your kingdom come.
我们有多少人是会尽心尽意的去说这段祷文？
And when you pray with your whole heart,The Holy Spirit moves you to say, "That's what I'm going to do about it."
当我们全心全意的祷告的时候，圣灵会感动我们。
So let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父
，Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And help us to be obedient to your great commission.
求主帮助我们，能让我们顺从你的大使命。
You order us to go and make disciples of all nations.
你指引我们去让万民都做你的门徒。
And you have revealed in the scripture that you have set a date of your second coming tying with the status of the gospel.
你在圣经里头也清楚地表明你的再来就是当福音广传的时候。
Help us bring your message out.
求主帮助我们能将你的福音传出去。
Help us be obedient to your command.
帮助我们能够顺从在你的大使命跟前。
And help us to be motivated because doing so will hasten your coming, second coming.
也激励我们去传福音，因为这样我们就知道你再来的日子就要近了。
May you help our church to be faithful.
也求主让我们的教会变成有信心的教会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.